Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Paint the picture. Paint the picture of Jeff Lacoste possibly being the murderer. Had he not decided to change his travel plans to leave the night before, he would have been right there around that time. I think he's the one who screwed up their plan. I think Donna and Charlie, I don't know, maybe Wendy, considering she got the information from him, they were betting on him being in that general vicinity at the time of the murder. And I think it such a stupid way of thinking, but a way of thinking nonetheless that, oh, well, we'll just pin it on him and and it will work. It will just work. No further questions, Your Honor. he was near there. Of course it was him, even though he has no motive or history or reason to want to go and kill your ex-husband. But in the mind of Donna Adelson, oh, that totally works. Great idea. Hang on, honey. I want to keep talking, but I got to go get the 50s out of the dryer. You know, it's...
I don't think she actually put them in the dryer. Wasn't that part of the problem?
It was wet. Yeah.
They were wet.
Put on the clothesline, you know, go dry them out maybe that way. But no, just jammed them all into a bag. I think Jeff... He's, I think, one of the strongest witnesses there are that is going to be damning for Wendy. I think he's one of the strongest witnesses that have been in all of these trials against Charlie, against Donna, against the Garcias, all of it. I think he comes across extremely credible. He has no reason to lie. And it's just, yeah, he just paints it.
Is that even more damning for Wendy when you think about it? Because she's asking him, where are you going to be? Where are you going to go? Are you going to blah, blah, blah? I mean,
it seems obvious.
Even if mommy says to you, hey, can you just ask Jeff this stuff? Don't you start going,
Not if you're Wendy.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer to that question, but could it be exactly that? Yeah. I could totally see if Jeff's up to that. I just need to know. Okay, mother. You know, wow. I mean, just judging by Wendy on the stand, I mean, this is just my conjecture, but it seems, you know, is she controlling? It took her like 5 seconds to figure out, yeah, she can be kind of controlling. She had to sit there and think about it for a second. So I don't know if she didn't sit there and think about it for a second and just mom wanted the information and what mom wants, mom gets. It could have been as simple as that. I mean, I know it seems so simple and it really walks her away from guilt in terms of planning any of this, but I think a lot of it is that. A lot of it is she was a person of convenience to get information for the people who thought they had all the answers, and they didn't. And Wendy was another pawn in that game, a pawn who had eyes and ears and a voice and could have said, you know what? I'm not playing this game anymore. But she chose to stay in costume the whole time. That's how I take it.
She was playing the
game. Yeah.
She was playing it hardcore.
It's a good question. Did anybody ask Rivera if they were asked by someone to hire that certain type of car? I don't remember if that ever came out.
I think that did come up because there was a lot of similarities to Jeff in terms of where they were right after and all of that. So I do think there was planning that went on that they were trying to tie to Jeff Lacoste, but it was done in such a shitty way. It was like just not very well thought out, very surface, very amateur hour. But again, she watched money. So it just kind of tells you the depth of the thinking that they were going through in this plan. It is amazing they got away with it for as long as they did. And I don't know if that's speaking to the genius of the Adelsons or the inept of the law enforcement that were investigating them, that it took that long. I really don't know the answer to that. But it does feel like they laid all their cards on the table and it wasn't hard to put them all together.
Ugh.
Julia says, you guys are way too easy on Wendy. She's as guilty as the rest of them.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And that's a fair point. I also feel like we need to figure out, play both sides here until we see where things are going to go, because anything is possible with this crazy family. Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to jump on the bend, like Wendy did it. Wendy's part of this, but like that's the easy route. And like every podcast does it. I'm not saying she isn't. There's a high likelihood that she is probably far more involved than I think she is. But I think that you got to tread with caution on this and just see where it all goes and look at all the little nuances, because you may find a very interesting person over here in Wendy. I'm not trying to stand up for it, 'cause I'm not, but I think you're going to have a very different character in Wendy than you have in Donna or Charlie. And it may not be what I'm thinking it is. I could be wrong. I mean, I'm totally fine with that, but I do wonder how much he actually did know. And how much, as we've said, did she just continue to play along and stay in costume? Because that's what she knew, and it would have been more difficult to, you know, go to a different game and change your costume. Or maybe figure out what your costume actually is. Maybe figure out who you actually are and not just the daughter of Donna.
I think she always, this is just a personal thought.
Yeah.
I think she liked the easy way out of everything. It was just easier to let things happen. It was just easier to let mom be mom. It was just easier to blah, blah, blah. And anything that may have challenged her, I think she had an issue with. She couldn't deal with that.
Yep. I completely agree. That's why it was, well, mom wants us to move here. And it's easier to move than deal with mom.
Yeah.
And deal with the wrath of that. And every day go, I don't get to see the grandkids. Enough. Well, then fucking move. Grandma,
how many on this stream and also in our comments still get some enjoyment of when the judge says that Donna Adelson was guilty? How many people still kind of watch that and go, yes,
I love that moment. When I
know you do, you laughed so hard when that happened. Yeah. And when I'm sitting here going, oh, poor Donna.
When I need a pick me up, I turn that on.
Oh, because she does the, oh. Oh, damn it. I lost.
It wasn't like, It was a loud reaction, but it didn't seem to coincide necessarily with guilt of murdering someone. I think it felt more like, you know, I got caught on this. But there's
was that Donna calling you?
I think it's my carpet cleaning people, actually. Getting the carpets cleaned today.
Because you were so excited you spilled wine everywhere.
I spilled wine and then I stopped using the toilets. I just started going on the carpets. Oh, with the dogs.
Todd.
We're going to name this episode the Red Bull-fueled rants of Tony Brewski.
Got to get him cleaned.
What happens in your life? You know, we only see this.
We don't want to know.
We see just a glimpse.
Stacey, back away slowly. Just back away slowly.
Right.
I usually walk to the other room and I play the coin pusher for a little bit. And then I do some skee ball. And then I go upstairs. I let the pets out. And I pee on the carpets with them because it's a community thing. We're like, hey, you know. And then we walk around. We eat some food out of the bowl. I got to say, I really am enjoying the Purina. The Pro Plan stuff.
Purina Pro Plan is a really good food. I was just talking with somebody about
it's delicious. Oh my God. I like putting sriracha on mine and it's good stuff. Then we go out, we have a picnic as well and we meditate. We do animal yoga in the backyard.
I'm a fan of that.
And the dogs stand on my back as I do downward dog and the dog stands on me. And it's really quite, my carpet folks are 30 minutes away.
Well, there you go.
I better go make another spot over here while I can.
Oh my God.
So this is going to get cleaned up.
What the hell is happening to the show?
This morning.
Are we all drunk and high? What is happening?
Not me.
I'm not either, surprisingly.
I had a protein shake. That's what I've had today. That's it.
Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need a protein.
This wrong.
Belle, she's right there.
You guys.
Yeah. But I do have a pup. My dog, Belle, who's a puppy. You want to come here?
Has her hair grown back yet? She looked like a freaking rat. He had her shaved like, what was it, 2 months ago, maybe?
Did he do it for the summer? Is that what he did it for?
No, it's because she had too many knots. So here's Belle.
Oh, it's coming back.
Yeah, she's looking really good right now.
A different dog, though. I accused him of that.
She thought I was lying.
That's not your dog.
Yeah. This is Belle.
Hi, Belle.
She's a mini golden doodle. And she still has some potty training problems. Like we're still working on it. So that's where that's come. Exactly. And rather than make her feel like she's alone in this, I'm playing the role of Donna Adelson and telling her it's all okay. I'll pee on the carpet with you. Right.
Hey, once you get into your 50s,
Wendy?
Hard sneeze and we're all peeing on the carpet.
Exactly. It's my little Wendy right here.
Todd, write that one down. There's another tidbit that you never thought you'd hear.
I got to get more note cards because they're filled.
I'll send you some. Here you go.
Good girl. Good girl. Okay, I'm going to put you down. All right.
Oh, we have devolved here.
There you go. All right. Well, let me know in the comments what your thoughts are.
Yes, Tony does have a soft side. Very soft side.
Yes, I do. I do. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, if that's where you're watching us. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading the podcast, wherever that may be. We do greatly appreciate that and would love to hear your thoughts on this case because there's a lot more to come. We got more testimony from Jeffrey to go through this week in the Charlie Adelson case. And I'm going to dig into that interview that was done with the divorce attorney, because that is another whole area that we should talk about in greater detail. I when I heard that the other day, I'm like, ooh, this is interesting. So that's all coming up this week. And if you guys have thoughts and angles, you know, let us know in the comments, because there's a lot to dig into on this case as it continues to get stranger and stranger. Until next time, for Todd and Stacey, and Belle, my little Wendy down there, I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.